Improvements in agriculture are great to increase our food development and harvest. But have you thought about how it affects the food itself? What are the consequences of our increasing food supply? Over the decades of farming adaptation, crops have changed. The wheat you find at your local grocery store isn't the same as it was 5,000 years ago. I talked with Jade Coyle, a local farmer in the Teton area, who specializes in growing, milling, and selling heritage wheat. So tell me about heritage wheat. What is it?
So heritage generally refers to wheats from our past, you know, the grains that were used by our ancestors or grown by ancestors, eaten by them. And so I would take heritage and break it down into two basic categories, which is heirloom and ancient. And heirloom is generally referring to the grains that were brought here to the United States in the mid to late 1800s. And then we go back way in time to when we first see in our archaeological studies, when we very first see grains coming onto the scene in terms of agriculture and food.
So yes. They date back, like if you had some kind of like, I don't know, family tree from these grains, they
date back.
Yeah.
And the way that they track that ancestry is through genetic studies.
Coyle told me they identify early wheat by the low levels of chromosomes. He says in the mid-1950s to 1960s, the United States sent seed gatherers all over the Middle East and Europe to collect seeds and store them in seed banks. The U.S. has 20 banks. We have one of those banks in Aberdeen in Bingham County. It's called the National Small Grains Collection, which contains grains like rye, rice, oat, barley, and wheat.
And so they have all of those seed varieties that were collected back there in the mid-1900s. So literally, you can go and request, you know, thousands of different seeds that are preserved there inside of this National Seed Laboratory. Of course, they'll only send you like 10 or 12 seeds, not very many.
Uh-huh.
But the idea is to preserve. In my case, in 2009, I was able to get a seed from a farmer in Germany. It's an ancient grain called einkorn. And I was able to get my hands on this. It's the most primitive form of wheat on earth.
Wow, okay.
And yeah, and so we've grown that here in Idaho a few times since 2009. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that, you know, we are not only helping to preserve the seeds, but we're actually making it a commercial venture in that people can buy from us these seeds for making breads and treats and whatever they want, and they can buy flour from us.
Mm-hmm.
We mill it right there on our farm and ship it all over the United States.
How old did you say they were? Or like,
well, so einkorn dates back. I mean, timelines are really tricky, of course, but according to archaeological evidence, you're looking at 5,000 to 12,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So awesome.
So it's back to the basics.
To the basics of wheat. And it's the first, as far as we know, it's the first wheat that exists on Earth, this einkorn.
It's not just einkorn's heritage that makes this type of wheat so interesting. It's the fact that gluten intolerant people like me can actually enjoy bread.
So einkorn is kind of like, some people would even say it's like another species outside of wheat. But it is a wheat.
Uh-huh. It is a wheat.
It is a wheat, but it's not.
Wheat's been changed so much since then.
Yeah, einkorn contains a totally different type of gluten compared to modern wheat. And it makes it attractive to people that have intolerances to gluten or, you know, issues like that.
Of course, it still contains gluten, so einkorn isn't deemed gluten-free. So if you have celiac disease, you should still avoid it. But it could be a good alternative to the typical grocery store brand. I am definitely excited to try this.
But there are other reasons for einkorn, too, because it also contains more nutrition. It's higher in protein, higher in antioxidants. When we make flour with it, the color is just slightly yellow. And the nice thing about einkorn, in my opinion, the best thing about it is the flavor.
How would you describe this flavor?
People describe it as kind of a little bit more of a nutty flavor than regular wheat.
Uh-huh.
Other than better taste and nutrients, Coyle mentioned how it improves our health.
There are some doctors who are studying einkorn for the benefits that it offers to people who have cardiovascular, health problems like diabetes or even insulin resistance.
There are many wonderful differences from einkorn to our typical all-purpose flour. In some cases, change in food and agriculture is good, or in some cases, it can strip away some of the important benefits from its original form. To learn more about heritage wheat or to try it out for yourself, you can visit their online store at einkorn.com. Coyle had much more to say about this fascinating subject. You can hear more about operations, differences, and nutrition in the full interview up on our website. Just go to byuidaho.org. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.